Oh my gosh, I just realized that I talked about the whole last week, but I got so sidetracked by talking about all the visitors coming and going and Logan. I didn't even talk about my son and his graduation. And so I wanted to give a little blurb about that. Being a first generation college student is something that is a really big deal. But not only that, just being a graduate of college or finishing any course, it's a huge achievement and it takes commitment and it takes flexibility and drive and commitment and, or did I say commitment? Sacrifice. It also takes perseverance. So when you see the ocean of graduates or at any of any school or course, it's really so much bigger than just the fact that they completed their courses. And even if they, just barely pass, well, they passed, and that's an achievement. So Lucas started his college journey in 2020. We had to apply to college. Well, we applied to colleges before COVID hit. But as we all know, COVID comes along and basically wiped out a lot of things for students, especially, I don't know, it seems like I had two boys that were in the heart of it. Logan, his freshman year, and Luca, his senior year. They both had big steps into and out of high school and lots of adjusting to the unknown and adjusting to what people thought was right and thought was best and everything. So, in the end, it was very trying when it came down to deciding where Luca would go to college. There was several schools on the table. He's really smart, so I mean, he didn't take AP classes or anything, but he's really smart, and school pretty much comes easy to him. So he qualified for a lot of, nice schools. We used a college counselor to look at the options for him, what would be a best fit for him, and she interviewed him on, whether he wanted a big school, small school, all the things. So what it came down to was Chapman University was the best prospect for Luca at the time. He loved football, didn't get much playing time in high school, but he's super athletic and had ability and thought, hey, if I went to a college where there was D3 football, I might have a chance. And then he didn't know what he wanted to do for his career, so we encouraged him to study major in business because obviously you have to pick a major before you even get into college, which is why so many kids change their majors because they don't really know what they want. And as they grow up and learn about themselves and learn about the world, they change as well. So anyway, that's part of the, I don't know, the entry of college that's a little flawed in my opinion, which is why I'm a huge advocate for junior colleges first because I think there's pros and cons to it all, and I could go into that on another episode, but I really feel like at the time, the four-year college was the route for Luca to grow him up and help him to kind of mature and evolve in the best way possible. So not only was there business and football, but there was also Chapman Dodge, which is a film school, and Luca had great interest in the film industry, television. He still loves it. He was into prop making and screenwriting and videography. He's into it all. So Chapman was the trifecta of schools. Now, its biggest downfall, well, a perk for me was that it's only an hour from home, but its biggest downfall is that it's a private school. So if you can imagine, the tuition is astronomical. But we knew that Luca needed a really strong direction, and we believed in his ability to be a great student. And I'm not going to lie, we felt like he had potentially had a future of great success. So we were willing to, and Alex had been advised when they were, he was still, I think, in kindergarten by a great customer friend to invest in his college future because it was going to be expensive when the time came and it would be quite a shock to us. So it was a great, probably one of the best advices that Alex got to invest in the kid's education. So fortunately, we had a great investment account for him that allowed us to be able to say, you know, and to say, okay, yeah, we can do this. Well, we agreed to allow him to go and accept, and then COVID hit. So we went from a comfortable income to a zero income. And I thought, well, maybe this is a sign that you're not supposed to go, because we prayed a lot about it. And that I forgot to mention that part. And that's really what gave me the faith to say, let's pull the trigger on saying yes, because a lot of prayer and a lot of doors, just everything led us in the direction that Chapman was a school for Luca. Sorry, I'm outside recording outside of the office. I'm not in my studio with headphones and silence. Anyway, and a helicopter's flying over because there's a fire nearby. But anyway, so when we went to a zero income, thanks to COVID, I reached out to the college counselor, and I said, you know, I had to do the FAFSA that showed our income, which is why he didn't qualify for anything. But now we're zero income. And she said, yes, let me make a modification or amendment and resubmit it. And so with that, Luca had his first semester for Chapman. What do you call it? Scholarshiped. So to me, that was like, okay, he's supposed to go there for sure. So we said, you know, if we're not in a better position and we can't figure this out, then we can always transfer y'all. So anyway, that's how Luca ended up at Chapman. But I will say that the COVID situation gave him a very rocky start without having any guidance and us not knowing what he should take or how many units. We didn't even know what a unit was. And then not knowing their class like structure. And it was really hard to get a hold of administration because they were not operating at all, if at all. And so we kind of just looked at the courses and basically guessed. I mean, we were like blind going into this. So as we picked, we didn't know we were picking too little of courses. We didn't know what some of the courses entailed and yada yada. So anyway, as Luca is a very young, because he's a November birthday, very young college student, just moving out for the first time, in with a kid that's almost 2 years older than him, very well experienced in life and everything. It was a rocky road for him. Not to mention his roommate was an absolute pig slob. But anyway, he struggled that first year and didn't want us to know because obviously he didn't want to disappoint us. So I ended up kind of figuring things out and having to really step in and help guide him. So all that to say that Luca, he persevered. He did what it took to hang on and to get through, and including a period of probation. He worked it out and he got back on track and he powered through. He ended up having to take 6 classes for about 3 semesters, but ended up on the dean's list. So that was incredible. And when we went to the graduation, I don't think any of us could have been more proud. It was such a beautiful, emotional moment. I mean, Alex and the family were parking when they started all walking in, but I was sitting there with Logan. No, not even with Logan. I was sitting there with my mom and Jeff, and they started walking in procession. And it just, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da, the feeling like came over me, and I was just like, wow, like my kid's down there. It makes me want to cry now. my kids down there, like, I can't believe we have a college graduate. It's just crazy. Just for the fact that we're so young. How do we have this college graduate? No, I'm just kidding. We're not young. But yeah, so anyways, Alex, they all got in, settled in, and you know, we sat through the few more speakers that day, and having the whole family there, just the pride, the feeling was incredible. And of course, when Luca gets on stage, we go crazy. It was so cute. And this, I'm gonna cry for sure. We see him, we're not real close, so we can see him a little bit on the stage, a little bit on the video, or like the TVs that are on either side of the stage. And we all think he waves up at us. Well, later at lunch, it was 8 o'clock in the morning, graduation ceremony. Later at lunch, he said, did you guys see me when I like waved my hand and I did the I love you? And we were like, yeah, we saw you wave. He goes, no, but did you see that I did the I love you sign? Ugh, I'm gonna cry again. And we go, no, we didn't know you did the I love you sign. And I go, you did? And someone said, oh. He's like, yeah, because when we were little, Mom used to tell us, whether you're on the field or on a stage or you're famous walking down the red carpet, look up in the stands. Oh my gosh. And we'll give the sign, I love you sign. That'll be our communication to each other. So we know that we're thinking of each other. And I said, that way I know down there or wherever you are, like we're connected. And so he walked so proud across that stage holding up his I love you. Oh, so yeah, waves of emotions. And then it was the after, when we all got to hug him and take pictures together. He was so happy and so proud. And so it was just a beautiful experience. And shame on me for forgetting that part of the week, because that was like the major part of the week last week. So I'll just do this as a little bonus piece after I post the whole week. So thank you for listening, and thank you for allowing me to share this very beautiful moment for us. All right, we'll be back. That's not all. We'll be back next week. Bumper Shoot, where we're covering life's chaos with humor and heart.